You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to focus on access to photography now here on RNIB Connect Radio as the very successful Canon World Unseen exhibition, which showcases a series of photographs taken by world-renowned photographers, accompanied by elevated prints, audio descriptions, soundscapes and braille, which has been out on tour since the exhibition opened at Somerset House in London in April 2024. Canon worked closely with the RNIB on the launch of World Unseen, and the exhibition is currently on at the Izuku National Museum in Cape Town, South Africa. I'm delighted to say that David Preston from Canon South Africa and the British High Commissioner to South Africa, Anthony Phillipson, join me now to tell me more about bringing World Unseen to South Africa. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, David and Anthony.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Toby. Nice to meet you.
Thanks very much indeed. It's great to have the chance to come on and talk about this hugely exciting project. Thank you.
David, I know the launch of World Unseen at Somerset House. It was mentioned that there were plans for the exhibition to go on tour, and World Unseen has been around and visiting a few cities in Europe, and I think maybe further afield. Was it always the plan for World Unseen to visit South Africa?
Originally when we did the exhibition in Somerset House, I don't think anybody realised the impact it was going to have actually on all that those were involved, let alone obviously the kind of target audience of visually impaired or blind individuals. But once we saw that emotional response to what was, you know, a phenomenal exhibition on our behalf, we took it actually to nearly every European country and into the Middle East as well. So it was a natural fit, obviously, for us eventually having a Canon entity in South Africa to bring it here, and I was always very keen to do so.
Anthony, as the British High Commissioner to South Africa, was it always, I suppose, a thing of bringing World Unseen to South Africa to maybe show people that photography and art can be made accessible to blind and partially sighted people and maybe change people's perceptions around sight loss too?
First thing I would just say is that we have a very strong commitment, actually across all of our work here in the UK and South Africa network, of trying to find ways to make the work that we do accessible to those who are, as you say, blind or partially sighted or have other, you know, restrictions on how they can engage with the content. And, you know, it's a big part of our commitment to working with stakeholders across South Africa on these issues, including with Canon. So when we saw the chance to work with them to bring the World Unseen exhibition to our King's Birthday Party, which is our big flagship public diplomacy event of the year here in Pretoria, we thought it was just fantastic. And, you know, maybe dig into this a little bit more in a second, but the response, not only from those who were blind or partially sighted, but those who weren't, but seeing this content and engaging it in new ways was absolutely phenomenal.
Anthony, do tell me a little bit about the Izuku National Museum in Cape Town. Is it maybe similar to how, I suppose, Somerset House is in London, or maybe a little bit like the National Gallery or Tate or other galleries and museums here in the UK?
The similarity is that it is, you know, one of South Africa's foremost artistic institutions. I actually had the chance to visit last week in order to go and see the World Unseen exhibition sort of in situ in the Izuku. And actually what I had not expected, because I didn't know, is that not only is this year they're celebrating their 200th anniversary as a museum, and that I think itself tells an interesting story. They've been here through South Africa and the UK's long history together. And we always say, we're very open about this, that it's not an uncomplicated history, but actually I always feel that it makes it even more important that people can access that history and engage with that history so that we can then understand the context in which we are building our modern partnerships. And then I was really blown away when I was going around the exhibition and I saw that not only is it the 200th anniversary of the museum, but it's also the 200th anniversary of Braille. And I just thought, you know, well, if that's not serendipity, I don't know what is.
And many galleries and museums here in the UK do provide access to their exhibitions and collections for blind and partially sighted people through audio described tours and other events. Do you both know, I suppose, what might be in place for visually impaired people in South Africa who want to visit art venues like the Izuku National Museum?
So I think in general, again, one thing I find in South Africa is there really is a commitment to the agendas around inclusion and accessibility. By way of example, they recently made sign language one of their official languages. So I think they think really hard about this. The Iziko itself, I think one thing they were quite excited about having the World Unseen exhibition there is whether there were learning they could take from them to use the technology that Canon have brought forward to, you know, apply that to some of their other more permanent exhibitions in order to enhance the accessibility. So I think they were really quite excited about that and very willing to talk to us about whether we could find more projects to work on together.
And David, do you have any idea of what might be on offer for blind and partially sighted people in South Africa?
Well, I think as Anthony says, you know, it's very much on the agenda. It's very much on Canon's agenda to try to make our technology and our people available to any museum that would approach us and wanted to work with us. Because, I mean, we've actually done work in the past with the Iziko Museum, and they have some very interesting rock art images down there, which we've actually produced on their behalf in the past. And I think making any of these images accessible to whoever actually has challenges, either partially sighted or other challenges, is something that we would be interested in supporting galleries across South Africa.
What comments and feedback have you had so far from both visually impaired and sighted people who have visited World Unseen in South Africa?
I think that, you know, one of the most emotional experiences I've certainly had when we've been taking the exhibition around was at the Prinshof School for the Partially Sighted and Blind in Pretoria, where we took part of the exhibition to them recently. And to see young people, children, engaging with those images, and you could see, listening to the audio description, feeling the braille, and then feeling the images themselves, they were almost telling their own story about their experience with the image, which was actually very enlightening and very emotional. So it's something we would want to do elsewhere.
Yes, I mean, as I say, when we had it here at the King's birthday party, we had this wonderful sort of selection of images. We had a couple of photographs of His Majesty the King, including one from his coronation, but also one with President Ramaphosa of South Africa when the King hosted him for a state visit back in November 2022. But then we also, for example, had a wonderful picture of a rhino. And just seeing those who hadn't been able to engage with those pictures, you know, rubbing their hand across the photograph of a rhino's hide, or there seemed to be a particular fascination with the King's crown, was extraordinary. But then, as I said earlier, I think the other really striking thing is that even those who could see the photos were still engaging with them through touching them and listening to the audio descriptions. It really was quite an extraordinary sort of inclusive and fully immersive experience. And that's what I thought was really so powerful about it.
David, any photographs from World Unseen that stood out for you, and maybe from experiencing them through the elevated prints and soundscapes and descriptions?
Yeah, there was one there particularly from a Dutch photographer, and it's a group of four hands of elderly relatives of his, actually, and the hands are grasping each other, but you can feel the texture of the skin, you know, and touch, obviously, through fingers, through hands, is key to this whole exhibition, and I think that one particularly resonated with me.
And David, do you know where World Unseen might be going next after being at the Iziko National Museum? And of course, the photographs along with the soundscapes and descriptions are also available online, aren't they?
Yes, they are. There's a website address, which is www.canon.co.uk/worldunseen. People can see video and to see the images themselves. As far as we're concerned here, we're engaging at the moment and hoping to take these images to the G20 opportunity that South Africa's hosting G20 this year. If we can do that, I think that would be a great opportunity to share with the wider audience the work that we've done in this area.
Well, thank you very much indeed, David Preston from Canon South Africa, and the British High Commissioner to South Africa, Anthony Phillipson, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me about bringing the World Unseen exhibition to the Iziko National Museum in South Africa.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, Toby. Thank you.
Thank you very much from me too, Toby. It's been great to work with David and his team on this, and great to have a chance to chat to you about it.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.